Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about why having babies will let you hot in properties. Before I start, let me be very upfront. This is going to be a very controversial topic. But as a concerned Singaporean, let me present this topic in a very simple and straightforward manner. For those that have plans to start a family, congratulations to you on nation building. For those that hesitate and have self-doubts, I hope after watching this video, you will be enlightened and take bold steps in having babies. For those that do not want them, I fully respect your decision as social norms has changed. For those who cannot conceive, as usual, I have a baby lobang for you at the end of the video. Without further ado, let's go into making babies. Let's talk about birth rates. Our birth rate has seen a decline over the years. In short, our resident total fertility rate declined from 1.04 in 2022 to 0.97 birth per female residents. This means we don't have enough babies. Technically, this also means most married couples will only have one child. What does this mean for Singapore as a whole? As per my earlier video, we are seeing a huge aging middle class. This is coupled with an aging population. By 2030, 1 out of 4 citizens will be aged above 65 years old. This means more financial strain on our healthcare system, as well as the extra burden of taking care of our senior by our young and middle class. Here, if you are a married couple and hesitate to start a family because of that extra financial burden, let Uncle Alan share with you a possible solution to all these problems. If problems can be resolved by money, then it shouldn't be too much of an issue. I think I'm only the handful of people who keep advocating for young couples to buy a BTO flat. Why? If you have been watching my earlier video, I suppose you know buying a BTO flat is a sure win thing after MOP. For example, for those who bought 500,000 BTO flats then, today they will easily be selling for $1 million. The headline in the newspaper have already said it all. I doubt I need to emphasize this further. That is why it is important to get married early. Find a partner and settle down. Since your income is still below HDB income ceiling, quickly go and book a BTO flat. I cannot emphasize enough. BTO sell very well designed flats at affordable price at super prime location. I have seen many that make their first port of go via the BTO route. You wouldn't go very wrong with that. It is also very heartening to see many low-income families uplift themselves through their humble HDB flats. Sidetrack here, for those that are not married, HDB also take care of them and allow singles to buy 2-room BTO flats. Don't underestimate these 2-room flats. In reality, they generate one of the highest returns. For example, those who bought these flats directly from HDB paid $150,000 on average. Guess how much are they worth today? Any taker for $350,000? All super what? Low risk, high return. Here, let me share with you how to make your second pot of gold. Hopefully, during the MOP, you have decided to start a family. This is a good thing. After all, there are so many incentives given to families to encourage them to procreate. There are the baby bonus scheme, to leave entitlements for working parents, to income tax reliefs, to government paid leave scheme. Do you know the government paid leave scheme is open for parents with young children, even for self-employed like me? I have been claiming it for years since I have 2 daughters. If you would like to find out more about how it works, I have left the links in the description below. This is after all free money for those that are eligible. As of now, HDB only give priority to those that have 3 children and above to be eligible for the third child priority scheme. This scheme allows families with more than 2 children to have priority up to 5% of BTO flats and 5% of sales of balance flats. Personally, I think this criteria needs to be revisited to allow those with more than 1 child to have priority to the next BTO flat or EC. In addition, the scheme should be made less rigid, especially on the income ceiling. I believe this simple move will encourage more couples to have more babies. Remember, the caregiving load faced by your children is illustrated by this straight-up article. The odds is on them to take care of you when you age. So please, spare a thought for them too. At this junction, I suppose most young families would have secured their second BTO or have upgraded to an EC. This will be the exciting part. I suppose the first BTO flat that you sold will easily help you fully pay the second BTO flat, even with a resale levy. For EC, maybe you will likely still need a small housing loan. This means once the sale of your second BTO flat or EC, you will easily be talking about close to $1 million in sale proceeds. Isn't that amazing? All this can be accomplished in just 15 years. Assuming you book the first BTO flat early using the fiancé-fiancé scheme when you are in your late 20s. Then collect your key when you are in your early 30s. Fulfill the 5 years MOP when you hit mid-30s. Then reapply another BTO flat or EC and collect key, say, in your early 40s. When you reach mid-40s, you can easily upgrade to a private property with ease. This also means you have a head start against your peers in building wealth from property and at the same time, a low-frill lifestyle to have more babies. At this point, let me humbly share my own story. Just like any typical Singaporean, my wife and I decided that we want to have children after our marriage. We decided to have one, even though we haven't firmed up our housing plan yet. Back in the early 2010s, BTO flats are far and few. We apply and apply, but fail to get ballot. Hence, we decided to go for a 3-room resale HDB flat due to financial consideration. We are very clear. Family planning must always come first before property. Property can wait, but not for babies. Fortunately, we have no issue with the first one. Somehow, due to some medical condition, we have to delay family plannings for the second one. We try and try. It was pretty frustrating. Once you are of a certain age, let's face it, the odds is against our body biological clock. Sorry, ho. It doesn't affect women only. It affects males too. That is why it is always good to start young, to have more runway. Just like property investment. During a housewarming visit, my friend shared his experience with IVF. We decided to give it a try after his recommendation. IVF treatment is not cheap. It costs easily $10,000 per cycle back in those days. I'm determined to have a second child. Hence, I set aside that money. It was also coincident that another army friend shared with me his journey during reservice. He said making a baby is like shooting at figure 11 at the firing range. Get yourself physically and mentally ready and just fire, fire, fire when the target board will pop up. Just whack. That's it. Simple as ABC. With God's blessing, we end up didn't have to go for any IVF treatment. Hey, I saved that $10,000. In the end, I gave it to my wife as a gift. Anyway, coming back to my lobang, for those who have crossed their prime and no longer wish to start any family, I truly understand. It's not an easy journey. But for those that are a little more adventurous and have the financial means, maybe you can explore fostering. This is a scheme that the Ministry of Social and Family Development has started since 1956. This is a good opportunity for those who want to assist these children in a temporary care arrangement. I believe in contributing back to the community. You can live a more fulfilling life. Here, I hope my sharing has inspired you to start a family. Whether you make money from property or not, that is not really important. If have, that is only a bonus. Most importantly, enjoy family time together. That's all. See you around.